This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Dr. Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor. Dr. Doctor is here. Andy, good to have you here with us.
Hi, Dave. Good afternoon.
Yes.
Always nice to hear your voice.
Also, I should introduce you as my sponsor for my CMB that's coming up here. So anyway.
I'm talking about servicing. So happy 4th of July. So we saw lots of activity on TV. We're experiencing lots of activity with mortgage lending. And we always want to automate mortgage lending activity to the extent that we can. That's part of what your special guest does later today with Roostify. But mortgage lending is more than just the application. It's more than just talking to the customer and getting them a closed loan. Mortgage lending, that one of the biggest parts of mortgage lending is mortgage servicing. And so with mortgage servicing, we're touching the customer every single month. With every single mortgage that's originated, we're going to collect a payment from the customer every single month for the life of the loan. And when you think about this, it's actually a surprising big quantity of customers who send in a payment. So even though you have a really sophisticated servicing portfolio with only, say, 10% customers sending in checks, which is actually kind of low, but if you have 200,000 loans, which is a good-sized portfolio, it's not a gargantuan portfolio, that's 20,000 pieces of mail that come in every single month the servicer has to process. Just think about the magnitude of that. That is a lot of paper cuts. Opening those envelopes, pulling out the check. What happens if they send in a cash? That happens too, believe it or not. Now, while a lot of folks do pay online, but the servicer provides that actually generates an ACH, sometimes the customer directly goes into their bank and generates a payment. So one is actually better than the other, but it's still, all these payments have to get processed. And within every single payment, it's not just about getting the payment. You've got to analyze the payment. And within every single payment, there's interest and principal that's going to mostly go to the investor, but there's also escrow for taxes and insurance as part of that payment that has to get segregated and moved over because it's got to be held a certain way. And then part of the interest that's collected is going to go to the investor. Part of it the servicer keeps as a fee for servicing the loan. And part of the interest that's collected goes to the investor, but the investor keeps it and doesn't remit it to the MBS holder because that's part of the risk of default fee. And all this happens on every single payment. And what if the payment's not made? What if the check's in NSF? What if the ACH rejects, which sometimes happens when you use online systems that aren't originated by your bank. Your bank knows what your balance is, but some other systems may not. Here's the crazy part. So right now today, in times of high refi, well, what's happening every time you have a refinance? For a servicer, the loan is paid off. What happens when you pay off a loan? Well, you have to call it a deconversion. So you take the loan off. You also then have to file a lien release because you have to release the lien wherever it's filed. You have to send the paperwork through to get all of that done. And then every time it's refinanced, what else happens? A brand new loan comes in. It has to get boarded into the servicing system. That means loaded into the system. And when you put data into something, you need to make sure it's right. So there's a data validation process that has to happen. And also, the originating entity may not have calculated the mortgage escrow amounts correctly. So the servicer has to now recheck all the escrow accounts amounts for every single one of the new loans that come in. And this is happening at 1,000 miles an hour. There is so much that happens. So Teresa and I have a webinar we're teaching coming up in a couple weeks through the MBA about this. Now, the webinar is not specifically focused on COVID and CARES. It's not just the forbearance. We're going to talk about the broad requirements of forbearance, but not specifically the CARES Act forbearance. But that's coming up. If you want to learn more about servicing big picture, servicing, subservicing, and the functions of servicing, what everybody does and how they do it generally, join the webinar. If you're a member of the Mortgage Bankers Association, how much does the webinar cost? It costs nothing. Free if you are an MBA member. So come join the webinar.
One question that just came in, did anyone that brought up servicing, are the economics at this point in such a way where you should retain servicing?
Yes, for a couple of reasons. Provided you have the capability to service and the market stays where it is, where the MSR value is so low, and you're able to actually extract enough cash flow from the premium and the coupon to cover your operating costs. So that moves around. We had a little bit of an aberration. I think generally, yes. And I think your prepayment speeds of the files that are coming in. I mean, I remember when 10% was a great rate. I remember when 8% was a great rate. How much lower can it go? Comfortable that it really the spread mm-hmm. between the 10-year and the mortgage has to stabilize and mortgage rates can't go below 2-ish, then your portfolio would never refinance for the portfolio you buy today.
Right.
That's a much bigger question, Dave, and it's really interesting.
It's really interesting. There comes to a point where more and more companies are retaining servicing right now in this market. It's a great time. I thought the rates are at the low. When do you pick the low? You don't. Just get in and have a good production machine. But more and more companies I hear that are of a certain size, they have the discipline and the experience, are retaining servicing. It's a great time to be doing so. Anyway.
Yep, exactly.
Good job, Dr. Schell. Good to have you here with us each and every week. Appreciate you. Next week, we've got Gwen Muse Evans going to be on talking about leadership. Such a timely topic. She's a leader in the industry. She has a company by the name of GME Enterprises. Very excited to have her on. Be sure to check out the write-up on our website at Lincoln Unleading for more information. Also, a special thank you goes out to our sponsors, Finastra, as well as Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Incelerate. Remember to register for Incelerate's July 7th webinar that's coming up, as well as Ainsworth Advisors, Mobility RE, and Modex, and so many more. Appreciate you so much. Check out all our sponsors at our website, Lincoln Unleading, under the sponsorship page. Have a great one. Talk to you soon. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
You've been listening to Lincoln Unleading, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lincoln of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.